Okay.
There is one point which I think I want to come back to from the last topic, just because it's a major topic of discussion, and it really should be discussed in the context of Kodin's model. That's the question, the issue of Achila, and in particular the Shita Tarash, famously associated with the idea of Achshave, that it would still be Aser Midirbanan. The Rosh is actually Dirbanan. While it's Midirbanan, no, it's Aser B'Achila. That I do want to come back to at some point, which we will. But just for now, we're going to move on to the implication of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Kodin Zmano, it's Mutter. And the clear implication is, La'achar Zmano, if you were to scorch the chametz, once already Pesach has happened, once already there's Pesach, and once already you're talking about La'achar Vav Shavuos, so it's going to be Aser, even if you do the Charaka, and reduce it to the stage at which it would have been Mutter if you had done this prior. If you do it only after Pesach has occurred, only after Zman Yisr has occurred, then it will be Aser even in this situation. Right? That's what the clear implication is. Right? Charako Kodin Zmano, Mutter Bim La'achar Zmano. But obviously, if it were Charako Achar Zmano, it would not be Mutter. Now, here, what this is referring to, in terms of how much it's being burnt, how much it's being scorched, stage, the level at which the charaka is occurring, obviously depends on if you held that, you know, in the prior topic, the heter was even in the case of nifsal min achilas adam, like many assume for Rashi, right? So then we could just simply be discussing chametz hanifsal min achilas adam. In the chiddush is, if it's already become aser, then it's going to persist even subsequent to its being nifsal min achilas adam. That is something which we have precedence for, and is not all that shocking. What I want to go to is the more troubling aspect of it, or not the more troubling aspect of it, but the one that at least initially seems more surprising, and that is, if you assume what we're talking about is most shon held, we're talking about kodem bezach is going mutter dafke if you're posel mechilas kelim. So then the implication of our Gemara is that, but if you were to be chorech the chametz erev Pesach 3 p.m. after the Zman HaIsser has begun, then it's going to remain Aser B'Hana even once it's been scorched Ad Shek Yusalat Mechilas Kelim. That's what emerges, that even if you were to, you know, destroy it or deteriorate it, you know, make it unfit even for Kelim's consumption, that would still be Aser Mishum Chametz. So we're going to look into a couple of issues. One issue is just, I'm setting these aside, these are several questions that you want to address, is what about Dine Chametz aside from Hana, right? Achila, Mar doesn't say explicitly. What about other Dine Biur by Rabbi Matze? We also want to just look into the scope of the Yisr. Is there a level at which the Charako would be Matir, even Ladas, those who think Nisam Echel Skelbet Aser? But the main question is going to be just a point of departure, the fact that this is the case, that it's us or even Nisam Yachil Skelev. Again, this is Ladas Rov HaRishonim, that this is what we're talking about. That at least initially needs to be understood, because the fact that it's Mutter, basically the bottom line of the last topic, which is that if it's Nisam Yachil Skelev Kodim HaPesach, you know, that sort of frames the problem. The problem is, what we saw, many Rishonim explained, what's the basis for the heter? If it's nifsal mechilas kelev, why is it mutter? Because it's no longer ochel, it's now considered afra ba'alma. It has no status as food anymore. It's something which has been changed, and not just, that it's not that food, it's not food at all. It's simply non-ochel. It's afra ba'alma. It's the equivalent halakhically of afar, and therefore this isser achila, the isserim that, you know, attend chametz, don't apply to this. Chametz is a ma'achal, and this is not. This is what Menachem explained, right? Ham nisal me'achol kelev ain't a tzrichas reva, but tnan kom yuchav akul b'chulei. Ham nisal me'achol kelev nafik mitoras ochel v'hu afar ba'amah. It's the Rosh in Perek Gimel, and that's the language that Rishonim frequently use, right? I also sent you to the Meiri, just as an example, right? That u'b'shacharka kod mitziru b'chdei sheyotze mitoras ochel rotzani l'mar shesharish af mitochol muder ba'na, etc., etc. He says, "Shiyatsa mitaras ochel she'ain shum iser chala hoyel be'afra ba'amahu." And that is consistent with what we find elsewhere regarding this threshold of nifsal me'achilas kelev. Across the board, whatever you say about nifsal me'achilas adam, which is the prior topic, once it reaches the threshold of being nifsal mechas kelev, so that all bets are off. All dinim that attended to the chetza, which has been asered, are negated. Right? This is what we find in the context of masochim, right? Klalim or betaros, kol yichal adam, tamei achi yifsal meil chal kelev. Right? So when it becomes nifsal kelev, so then no longer, so then, right, depending on what you interpret the mission, but let's say l'das arayvit, it's no longer mekabel tuma, even l'das arayvit at this point. Right? Nifsal mechas kelev. And even if nitma, so then it becomes tahor. It's Rambam's understanding of this Mishnah, right? Kol ochos nitma v'achos nitma nifsal v'nisra. Im, this is in Hufel Samsalvin. Im nifsal me'al kol kelev. Hari is a tahor. Once you get to the ochol kelev, so then everything else, all bets are off. It's not any longer an ochol. Regarding nevela as well, both regarding Tumas nevela and regarding Easter nevela, right? Even the day that forbids Atru'u Liger, or even a remayer, right, agrees that that's only Ad LeKelev, right? The Machmir opinion of the Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Shimon that holds that, you know, that Nevela She'in Ru'i LeGer is talking about Tzrucha Me'ikara. It was never Ru'i LeGer, but if it were Ru'i LeGer, so then it's, even if it's no longer Ru'i LeGer, it still has a Shem Nevela. But even he agrees Ad LeKelev. That's only, right, the Gemara puts this formulation in the Gemara Beforos, right? That's only Ad LeKelev. The Machmir stand is that's only once it reaches Kelev. And Lechor, there's no pasuk for that. Right? There's no pasuk for its being Ad LeKelev. But the point is simple. And Rambam makes it explicit. It's simply Misvara. It's just, it's no longer an Ochel. Right? Halachically speaking, it has it's equivalent of Afar Ba'amo. And Afar Ba'amo doesn't bear an Isser Nevela. Doesn't have Shem Nevela. It's an Asur Nevela. And this is a point actually which, I think I gave you the Gemara in Nazir, which actually the Gemara itself basically hints to in the discussion of the possibility of having the din Neitzel, not just regarding Tumas Meis, but also regarding the Nevela.
What is it, this Neitzel stuff? Like, what is
Neitzel is the way that the Rishonim describe it. It's putrid to the extent that it becomes liquidy. It's not a comfortable thing to think about, but the body that rots, basically, to the extent that it begins to break down and become liquidy. Is that a good way to describe it, I think?
I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it said, like, this juice is coming out of the body.
It's not coming out of the body. It's more that it's like the body becomes liquefied.
Oh, it becomes liquefied.
Yeah.
The body itself deteriorates.
I suppose this is a state at which if you leave a body out, then that will happen, I guess. But the point is that there's a din neitzel. The general halacha is that porish min ha-meis is kemeis. So it's metamik meis atzmo. It has a din of a meis. So the halacha is, this is true even b'neitzel, right? Even with respect to something which you might have thought is, you know, completely now unrecognized and now liquefied, disintegrated. So it still has a din of neitzel. So the question that Gemara asks is, that was just a subject there, is whether or not that chiddush of neitzel, something we would apply that also is true of nevela, porish and nevela is also metamik and nevela, but is that true also of if it's neitzel? Right, if a piece of it that becomes, you know, disconnected and then sort of disintegrates and becomes liquidy. And basically Gemara says it can't be, because once it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, so then it doesn't have a shem nevela, it's afar ba'am. This is where the line the Gemara uses is it's afar ba'am, basically signifying the idea that nevela's being mutter upon its crossing the threshold. And it's me'achilas kelev is because it's not bechal nevela, it's not bechal ochel. It's the equivalent, halachically, legally, of being afar ba'ama. So it's not just a heter, it's afkas, you know, the zehut of the chaloshem ochel, the chaloshem nevela, is simply no plausible persistence of that identity once it's crossed the threshold of being a non-ochel. So that, the Rambam makes that point explicit. Again, the Gemara basically does it, because the Gemara thinks that it forecloses a possibility of having neitzel b'tumas nevela. I don't want to get into, you know, what that means for Tumas Adam, Tumas Meis, but the fact that it does exist for Tumas Meis, it's important to point that Nevela is not just like a mace, Nevela is Ochel. Not that it has a difference with Ochel, but that its status is Nevela, the status of Nevela is connected to its being, you know, Ochel, which is not true of Tumas Meis, and therefore that's Gemara's point. The Gemara's suggestion was that you know, that difference is why there can be a neitzel in Tumas Meis, but there couldn't be such a thing in Tumas Nevela. Okay, either way, the point is, what emerges from the Gemara is the idea that once you cross this threshold, it's upper ba'am. Not just that it's, you know, there the Gemara gives the phrase, upper ba'am. And then there's also other contexts, and I hadn't mentioned these before, but the one that we've been discussing in Seder is the din in the Mishnah and Challah. You know, it's subject to much dispute among Rishonim about just what this Mishnah means, what the case they're being referred to. But the Pashas, to mention to you guys, the Mishnah, which is going with the Rambam, is discussing somebody wants to set aside an Issa to serve as an ongoing source from which to be Mapir Challah, to be Matir upon Isos Acheros that he intends to purchase as he acquires them. And the reason he would do this is for convenience. This will, you know, facilitate his effort to be Mapir Petara, which, you know, one ought it to be. You know, when he's required to strive for Hafrasha Batara, this way even if he can't protect the Isos that he's buying, which he may not do for whatever reason, he can't protect him from becoming Tameh, but he can at least ensure that the source Isos is Tahora, and therefore that the Tchala will be Tahora. So the halacha is that he can take from that original Isa until it spoils. That's what the Mishnah says, that it's you can do this Achet Tisar. Now the Mishnah says that this is specifically valid, it'll be Matir, only if we're talking about Isos Demai, and the reasoning the Mishnah gives is because you have two potential problems with this. One is that you're being mafresh minatar al tameh, which generally is forbidden, and also being mafresh shalom minamukaf. And the assumption is that this will be a case of shalom minamukaf. I don't know why that has to be. I guess the point is it could be shalom minamukaf, but why couldn't you just bring the source isa with you wherever you go? I don't know. But anyway, the Mishnah says, and therefore there's only something which is mutter b'demai, because demai is only chayav b'chala. Darbanan, Demai, everybody knows? Right, Demai is things which require fascia, which are coming from Namaris. Normally, generally speaking, the fascia's Demai is required only Darbanan, the Gemara says, because we generally assume that they are Mafish, but there is a possibility that they're not. But that wouldn't require, even if you hold subject to Araisa Lachumra, that's not a Chiv Araisa because we have a row that are Mafish. But either way, you have a Chiv Darbanan. And so therefore the Mishnah says, being mafresh here, you know, potentially, minatar al-tame is only possible in this case of demai. But the Rishami asks a question, which is, this achet tisar shetisrach in the Mishnah, so what does that mean? Until it spoils, what stage of spoilage? Is this until it spoils me'achilas adam or me'achilas kelet? That much is clear, that the Rishami is asking that question. Much else in the Rishami is not clear. It's murky. In responding, the Rishami cites the Braisa that is mentioned in our Gemara, Memheim Abayz, that Pash Nislam et Chesadav Medayin Ruhila Kelev is Metamach Mosopin and is Rekhis Metzmeh. What isn't clear is what exactly the relevant part is, nor how it's relevant, what the Gemara is doing with it. And what I was suggesting, I think the Pasha says, even though I don't know that I can identify a single Akhman who interprets it the way this through, you know, all the way through, because there are several challenges that we're going through today, textually in the Yerushalmi. But what I think is the Pasha is that the relevant component of the Braisa's effect is the din regarding Tumas Ochlin, and in particular the fact that if it's Mitzalmei Adam, it is Mitama Tumas Ochlin, but if it's Mitzalmei Achilas Kelev, it is not. And what the Yerushalmi is seizing on is the fact that the Mishnah felt it necessary to specify that the Hafrasha is only Ad Shetisarach. And the Yerushalmi's point is, my reading of it, is that this is understandable if the Mishnah means Nisam Echias Adam. Because we find, at least for certain purposes, and a major one, the Masochlin, right, that in Re'ul Adam is still defined as Ochel. Again, whether, you know, the Pashas of, we've spoken before about the Pashas of that Braisa being the Raibin, right, as how it itself means it's Mekabal Tumah. Not just that it was Nitma, it pertains to Tumah, but it's Mekabal Tumah. But at the very least, either way, you have some status regarding Tumas Ochlin that Ein Ru'i La'adam is still defined as Ochel, and therefore, we could have thought that therefore, if it's still Ochel, so then it could still be defined as Lechem for the purpose of a Fresh Eschala, right, which is required by Achachem B'Lechem Ha'aretz, Tarimu, etc., etc. So, if this is still defined as Ochel, this Isa is still defined as Ochel for the purpose of Tumas Ochlin, so then I could have thought maybe it should also be defined as lechem, from which you would be have chayav of harama, and therefore I would need the Mishnah to tell me achet tisrach that it's not true. But if we're talking about nifsal mechilas kelev, where that's not even mekabel tumah, it's just not ochel, b'chol torah kula, nobody ever thinks that something which is not even fit for animal consumption could plausibly be considered ochel, how could that be considered a lechem? That Rebbe needed to tell us that needs to be in the Mishnah? Was there ever a Havminah that would be otherwise? No. Right? Obviously, you can't be mafresh from dust and pater your chala, your isa. So that would not have been something that the Mishnah would have had to even consider as possible. Therefore, this is how I think Yerushalmi would be saying, therefore it must be that it's achenis al adam, rather, because it could not even be entertained as a passing thought that you would say you can be mafresh from this isa, even as it's now deteriorated until it's no longer could, even for a club. That's how I understood the Yerushalmi. Either way, I think what certainly would emerge from this Yerushalmi, and I think it's true regardless of how you understand it, is that this Nifzal Mechilas Kelev is a hard, you know, a hard line. Once you get past that, you're no longer in the category of Ochlim in any way, in any sense. It's not a consumable item, you know, for any purpose. And therefore, indeed, this confirms exactly what the Yerushalmi are saying here. Namely, the fact that Nifzal Mechilas Kelev Kodma Pesach is Mutter, the reason that so is that it's not an Ochel, it's Kapha Brahma. It's just, you can eat non-chametz. Afar is not chametz, it's not an ochel, because chodor chul, we find that if yotzei mitoras ochel agarmi, it's kapar ba'am. However, now transitioning to the implication of the Gemara, right, legabe chametz hanifsal la'achas mano, this leaves us with, at least initially, a surprising fact, which is that once it's nifsal only on Pesach, it remains us. Da'ana. And the question is why? Well, the Torah forbade ha'ana is chametz, a food item. But this is now Abba Rama, it's not chametz, it's not a food item. Why is this us or Mishum chametz? Right? That's the background. Now, lower, this is precisely the reasoning of the Sefer Mani. Did everybody get a chance to look at it? Nobody got a chance to look at it? Or not everybody got a chance to look at it? What? You looked at it, right. The Sefer Mani is written by, he's referred to as Rav HaYarechi. I think it's Rav Avram Bar, that's what I think. You can look it up.
Rav Avram ben Nathan was born in Lanilis Batans, ceased 1155, Rav Anangarechi, Hayarchi, so named to differentiate from Elazar ben Nathan of Germany.
That's what I was about to get to, right.
Was born to
Yarchi, refers to the fact he's from Lanil. Lanil, I guess,
Moon.
Lunar.
Aha! That's
beautiful,
Yarchi.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. He was a student of the Iter, but he also studied under the Rebbe.
I mentioned that. That's what they used to say about it, but I have not been able to verify that.
And the Re.
So he was Talmud of the Re Hazakim. He's like Benjamin Tudela, but, you know, firmly within the base Mefresh. He traveled, he was born in Provence, in Lunel. He was a Talmud of the Re Hazakim, which is. And then he leaves. He ends up going, though, past Provence to Toledo, which is, you know, Spain, where he becomes a member of the Beis Din along with Ramah, and they say, I think, the grandson of Rehagash.
So the Wikipedia thing says, May has studied under the Rebbe.
Oh, okay.
But his regular abilities were pursued at Dampier in northern France, the Academy of Isaac Ben Samuel at Surya-Zaken.
Yeah, that was where it was happening, in Dampier.
All
right. Surya-Zaken is the Rebbe. Zaki is really the best term, which is why those use it most often. If you say the Rebbe Dampier, the problem is that the Ritzbah, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avram, brother of the Rosh Hashanz, took over the yeshiva after the Rebbe passed away. So the Tosos, in order to contrast it, they call him either Rebbe Zaki versus Rebbe Bachar, or most frequently in the Tosos Shalanu, he's termed the Ritzbah. They're both sometimes called Rebbe Dampier, which is confusing. So he's a Talmud of Rehav Zaken, and somehow ends up on the Beis Din with the Ramah, which is just a fascinating, you know, like I say, he's exploring the whole world of, you know, the Rishonim, but not like Benjamin Tudela, who was just, you know, trying to catalog what he's finding, but which I'm not denigrating that important, but, you know, this person is actually learning about the literature. Anyway, he wrote a Sefer Hamani, which is, I don't know how influential it is, to be honest.
How much that?
Influential. Although it's not without any influence, if I recall correctly.
Rosenzweig
quotes it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying historical influence versus, you know, Lumdus. And, you know, it's not a Sefer Lumdus either, it's a Sefer Minhagen, like it says. But it's important, it's written at the hands of a Rishon who, if he himself was not, on the pantheon list of Rishonim, but he's learning from the pantheon.
Does the fact that the provost didn't use this stuff, or?
I don't know. I don't think he's cited too often by other Rishonim. Anyway, Sefer Maanit says here, right, but, do you have it? You guys actually?
I think I got it, actually.
Yeah. Right. So he says this is, in other words, this is precisely exactly this point. It's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, and therefore, right, reading it? So in other words, precisely the Chora, because of the compellingness of this point, namely that we're dealing here with the non-Ocha B'chlal, it sounds like he felt that, you need to justify this din, and his explanation is it's only Knas Rabbanan. It's Knas Rabbanan for what? For not having gotten rid of it. For basically, it sounds like violating Balyar Balyimatze.
It says it's being around.
That you left it around. It's not entirely clear what exactly it means, and it could make a difference in a second. But it's a Knas Derabanan, because Minat Torah, we're dealing with something which is non-Ochel, and therefore, like Bechol Perkula, something Nitzel Me'af, Me'achilas Kelev, is a non-Ochel, it's a non-Chametz, right? If we're talking about Nitzel Chametz, it won't apply. And the fact that the Mishnah, the Gemara says it's Asherban, no, it's only Dindurban. However, the truth of the matter is that answer is somewhat perplexing, because L'chora, despite everything I've provided until this moment, and it's important we'll come back to it, L'chora, this is precisely what we should expect to be the din regarding Chamed Shenifsal B'Pesach, even Me'achilas Kelev, based on the din in the Mishnah in Tmura. Because the Mishnah in Tmura, we've seen before, it's actually mentioned in this parak, but the Mishnah in Tmura on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, the Mishnah there says that we have two kinds of Yisurei Hanah. They're Yisurei Hanah in terms of what we have to do with them. Yisurei Hanah HaNisrafin, they're Yisurei Hanah HaNikbarin. And there's a difference between them in terms of, anybody remember? This is a famous din, right?
The Ophram?
Yeah, the Afer, or the ashes of these things. There's a lot of difference. Nisrafin, Afron, Mutter, and Nikbarin, Afron, Aser. Eifer Nikbarin is Aser, and Eifer Nisafin is Mutter. That's the distinction between them. We're going to come back to this soon. But either way, whether it has a release of a Heter Eifer, like Nisrafin, or does not like Nikbarin, either way, it's Aser past the point. The Iser persists clearly, passes being Nisal Machias Kelet. Lich Ora.
It has to be in the physical state of being Eifer, then it goes away, you're saying. I mean, when it's still there, but just rotten, then it's.
Okay,
that's
a question. No, I didn't say that, and it's a good question. It's a good question. Whether or not, I think one would presume, unless you found it otherwise, that when it says Afer, you're talking about the head there of Nisrafin.
Yeah, correct.
Then when it says Afer, it's Zafka Afer, which is a question to be asked. But either way, even if you were to say, let's say, slightly before Afer, we'll see. That is a question. But even if you were to say that there's a head there slightly before Afer, because it's Nasaki Afer, let's say. But nonetheless, you would assume the Pashas, we're talking about something which is past the point of being Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. That's not the standard that the Mishnah sets. For Nikbarin, it's a question anyway. Even for Nisrafin, doesn't say, once it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, then it becomes Mutter, but Nisrafin. It doesn't say that. It says if it's Afer, it's Mutter. But, before it becomes ash, it doesn't seem to matter, how burnt it is, unless it's just simply reduced to ash, it's going to be Usher. So this would presumably then tell us, whichever case, whichever comment falls into, which is a question, I'm not sure we'll get to it either this topic, as the sort of the last capsule piece on this topic, or if we just wait, it comes up in the context of the line, not the next topic either, the next topic after that. The line when the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather, says the reason you needed to tell me that you can't use it for your oven, you can't use chametz l'achar isuro for heating up in an oven, isn't that obvious? After all, it's Where it says this is obvious only for the chachamim that hold that you don't need to mevayer. you may fire Zor L'Ruach, but for Yehudu, held in Bir Hametz. El Sref, you could have thought you could mean Nehneth as you're burning. Why that is, that's the topic. What's that having in there? And that's where the Riazakim and the Talmidim have one shot, which is no good, what we're talking about. They think that this the issue is going to be the question of the status of Eifer Hametz. So I think we'll just set it for now, at least until then. The truth is, I don't think it really matters for us at this moment, at least, because whether it's, you know, Minik Barin Hametz or it's me, Mr. Ruffin is clear, as I said, that the Isra persists for all these things after Nusam Akhil's Kelev. And therefore, what we would expect is, you know, the din here in the Gemara, that if you're Horef, if you're Soref, this thing, Achar, HaPesach, that it'll be Aser, even if it's Nifsal Mechiel's Kelev, that's something that we would expect, based on the din in the Mishnah in Tmur. And that's indeed what they explain these Rishonim. The Piskei Aritz says absolutely explicitly, it says, V'dachim Chorako Kodin Zmano, Shedayin Lo Ne'esar. V'am Chorako Achar Zmano, Shekvar Ne'esar B'hana, Aser, Tidakamalon, Shekol HaNesafin, Eifron Mutter, V'dachka Eifron Mutter, V'al Kachalton, Aser. So you see already that he's going into the next point, that he thinks that there is a point at which it becomes mutter, that's the point of Eifer, and that's because the whole Isser here is Midin, that Mishnah, and Chametz belongs in the Nisrafin category. And therefore, this Din here, this Isser here, was going to terminate upon its being reduced to Eifer, because it's Eifer Nisrafin. Setting aside that particular Heter, you know, when it's Nasa Eifer, the point is prior to being Nasa Eifer, what the Mishnah here is talking about, where it's Usser, even after it's been Nechroth, that's based on the Mishnah, this is just because Chametz is one of these Sira Hana, and hence its Isser persists. Miri 2, that same Miri which I just described to you, about, you know, the fact that it's Mutter in Nifsal Mechilos Kelev prior to Pesach, the fact that it's Mutter. Very next line is Ha Kol Sher Charako LaAchras Mano Aser Bechol Anash Me Achras Chalav Isur Chametz Any Sur Nifka Ad LaAchras Sreifa Gemura. So you see already there's a that's the question you were asking about. And A, he agrees with the assumption that this is Me'an Sraffin, and then he disagrees with the Piskei Aritz, the question you mentioned, which is, what is the status of Gechal? It's slightly prior to actual Ash. So that's why I wanted to leave it aside. But the point is, but either way, that's the, you know, that's the Isser that exists until that moment is what we're discussing here. Ubizu Huta Lagamri Apla Achaz Man Shepan Sraffin Eifron Mutter Gechal Am Dinam Ki Eifer Hakoshalo Egi Yelachach Apapi. So it seems clear the Miri is, you know, is ensconcing this Isser that we find in this Gemara. That's a result of the Din in the Mishnah Tumura. We understand that Chametz is one of these Surah. No, it's actually mentioned in the Mishnah. So that's the basis for this. Now, L'chora, this is Pashut, and the truth is it's so Pashut that it's a little bit of a Tzarachian on the side of Armanic, as I mentioned. What was the Sefer Amani's thought here? Why should the Sefer Amani, how could the Sefer Amani have said this is a Knas de Rabbanan? So now one could have said, well, maybe the Knas de Rabbanan that he's referring to is the Mishnah Torah, and what we get from that is that maybe the Mishnah Torah is itself a Din de Rabbanan, a Knas de Rabbanan, and that's all he means when he says this is me Knas de Rabbanan, because me Deraisa would mut their Chametz being one of these Surianna has been Aser me de Rabbanan. That's the Mishnah in Torah. One could have made that argument. We'll get to the question, indeed, about the basis of the halacha of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Shonam, what we're dealing with here is that halacha. We're going to get to that question. I don't think it's particularly compelling, though, in Sefer Amani, that this is what he was saying. Why?
It says afterwards.
Because he says, what was he says, Kenasa, why? Because of the Shehiyah of the Isser.
Yeah.
So, unless you reinterpret what that means, it sounds like he's saying that this is a particular local takana, a local problem, that you you didn't get rid of your chametz before you should have, when it was still mutter. It's something which applies specifically to chametz. So this Knas de Rabbanan does not sound like is the Isser, you know, it can't be explained that the Knas de Rabbanan is the Isser that these other Rishonim are talking about. Which just leaves us with the question, and I'll just leave it at that for now, I think. Let's leave it at that for now. That's a question about what Sefer Amani, why didn't Sefer Amani, how could he have avoided the, I mean, you could have thought maybe there should be another basis for the Isser, but at the very least, you can't, Chori, you can't get around Mishnah in Tumura. Right? Whether or not that's entirely what the Gemara is talking about, like these are Shonim are saying, or you know, maybe that's just an additional point, but it's something separate, let's say, some other answer to the question of why this is Isser. But it shouldn't be Mutter, right? You still have to contend with that Mishnah. So that's a little bit of Zarhin. If anybody has any ideas, we can talk about it. But as I say, for Rav Rishonim, this Mishnah, this Gemara here, is simply a reflection, the din, that once it's Nisal, it's simply a reflection of the Mishnah in Tura, right? The halacha that Akshin Nas Efer bin Israfin, and even once it's Efer bin Ekbarin, the Issa persists. However, Arbacha Arbazar, in a sense, it explains it, it also, in a sense, just refocuses the question. Okay, so now we ought to turn to that Mishnah. How to understand the din in that Mishnah? Based on everything we've said. If something is Nisal, it's Kelev, so then its identity has been completely undermined. It's no longer an Ochel. So how can these things still be Usher? How can you have an Isser of Efron Ekbarin? How can you have an Isser of Nisraf and Achnaz Efer? Prior to becoming Efer, it's already not the thing which it was originally. It isn't that thing anymore. All right. Once it's Nifsal Melech Kelev, let's take an example. Orla. Orla is pre. Right? We'll get to that more extensively as we go on in the parak. Orla requires Shem pre. Once this thing has been, you know, a second away from becoming Ash, like Orla, Nifsal Melech Kelev, it's not a pre anymore. So how is it that the Isser Orla persists? So this question, there's a lot of makom this gaderbach when you're dealing with kachim, because you know there's not so many rishonim. So you're not really, you know, I've searched extensively, you know, for rishonim to give us some quick examination of this question, but there's not all that much. There's a rishonim discussing, you know, this din, this question about how can this din be given. You know, that something that Nisal Mechaz Kelev in Kol Tarkula is considered to be, and non-Ochel is considered to be the equivalent of Afra Bahama. So how do you have this halacha? Yeah?
That's maybe Mishnah's not like saying that like these are like fresh food, these are all fresh. I mean, when you have them fresh, you get to get rid of them right away, burning or being nikbar them. But yeah, in a Hanami, when it's Nisal Mechaz Kelev, you could say that you don't have to get rid of
it. But as I'm burning it, at some point, unless you assume, maybe this is what you're saying, unless you assume that there is no... That this is a good answer, by the way, for Efer HaNikbarin, Efer HaNisrafin. It's not that the Isser Ad Efer HaNisrafin. It doesn't really help for Efer HaNikbarin. But maybe you're saying that I can at least reduce some of the question.
Yeah.
Efer HaNisrafin, you know what? That line really is, I was thinking maybe we meant this before, that line, the line distinguishing Efer from non-Efer, really just is Nisal Mechaz Kelev. If you burn it, Akadei Kach, that it's no longer Ru'uya LeKelev, that has a Din Efer. In which case you would say there is no middle ground, right? There's no middle ground. There's no, you know, there's no question to be asked here because, you know, when the Mishnah says about Nisrafin that it's Efron Mutter, what that means is once you get past the point, Nisal Mechaz Kelev, is what you're saying? You're burning it to the point at which now it's no longer even fit for Klavim. At that point, it has a din of Efron Mutter. Is that what you're saying?
I was saying that.
Unless you say that, then the question.
We've seen
in basically cultural kula is that even dinim that are chal upon something, all those dinim are, you know, to the extent that they have anything to do with ochlim, all those dinim are paka upon nisal mechaz kelev. We've seen it across the board. It's chala and tumah, tumas ochlim, tumas nevela. So even if you want, so it's true. This thing has become ne'esar b'hana. But what was Nezar Bahana is a Shem Ochel, is the pre, is the chametz. And once you get past the point of Achilas Kelev, mm-hmm. So then what exactly is, how can this be still Usser Ad Shanasa Efer? Unless you say, you know what, there is no Ad Shanasa Efer. That's what, that has to do with Efer. Now the truth is, I found somebody who, you know, sounds like that might be, I mean, I haven't looked more into it, but the Mamar Chametz of Rashbats, you guys see the Makar I sent to you? I'll read it to you. This. Yeah, you have it? The line I sent you?
I have it on. I have it. So.
Yeah, he says.
If it's not, then I'll see it?
Yeah.
Well, Yasin Botunari.
So, Yafinachi, Im Sorfo, Akar's Mani Suro.
also the Hanel Spimendo Bishaspiro. Hella Shim Karpa Kodan's man Isuro, Motamanasa Vilakos mano. She keeps Karpa, she doesn't want to allow for Kelly. So therefore, not the way you told us left. You know, Ella Kimo offer bound.
Aether bound. Just dust? You know, the Avram Avinu says, I know the Afar of Aether. Afar is dust and Aether is ash. They have the same, you know, usually they're put together because they're both, you know, nothings.
The Kaima Kohen is Afar and Afar Mutter. I feel this.
Afar.
Afar Mutter, sorry. I feel this. This Nisrafu Afar is Mani Sira. Yeah.
You got that? You see that?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's.
It sounds like
exactly this point that he's making. Namely, once it's Nisam Akhil's Kela, there is no question here. There's, you know, the problem is illusory. The there is no stage between it's being Nisam Akhil's Kela and it's being Afer. Once it's Nisam Akhil's Kela, it has a din of Afer. That's what it sounds like. I have to look more into it. Now, what's interesting is that if that's the case, and he's saying it's Lahalacha, therefore it would be Mudr. So what question emerges? What's our Gemara then? I mean, he started from our Gemara, and the truth is that's in the end the problem is that our Gemara says that once it's Charos Atshe Nifsal Mechiles Helev, right, then it's Mutter prior to Pesach. If you do that on Pesach, it's Aser. So what happened? Why isn't it, you know, he's saying here that it is Afer and therefore it's Mutter because of the Mishnah book. So what is Gemara talking about? What? How do we start? I think the answer to this question, you can see the answer to this question. It's a very novel interpretation of our Gemara. What was the answer to this question? Look how he quotes the line initially. There's two words that he adds that I think is the answer to this question. He intends to be answering this question. I have to look more into Mamar Chavon Zerash, but just from this paragraph itself.
Bishas
Biuro. What's he saying? I think. It sounds like he's saying that the whole question here of Mudr B'Hana or Asr B'Hana, the difference between Achaz Mano and Kodim Mano, when you're a Chorik, it's only talking about what the Mishnah and Gemara later in the next line says. That, you know, Los Yasuk Botana Rekuraim, that's referring to Behadi de Kasarifle, the Tanamina, that while I'm burning it, I can be Nana. We're going to get to that line. We'll get to that as we move through the Gemara. But he's assuming that the line here, Mutter Bahana, is referring to what the Gemara tells us later is Usser. Now, the normal shot is even that is Usser. Even being Nana from it as you're burning it is Usser. It sounds like he wanted to say, no, only that is Usser. Only that is Usser. You know, we'll come back to this point, actually.
Meaning, this point of when Rabbi says,
yeah.
Karpa
Kodin's model. No. The Gemara says, So I'll just get to that point now. The major parish that Tosfos is the Tosfos adopt, not the Riva, I should say the Tosfos. The Riva, who along with the Rabban was the giant, he's actually probably the first Tosfos, the Riva. He's a little bit older than the Rabban as well. But whereas the Rabban, kind of the first Rabban Tam, is younger. Contemporary, the Riva, I think, was older than that, and Rabbi Tam refers to the Riva. I'm also known as very unusual for anyone. He's very deferential, speaking wise, to the Ravan. This is his correspondence in the Sefer Yashar. But when he speaks about the Riva, he's much more, not just deferential in terms of how he talks about it, but in terms of, actually submitting to his authority. But different parish of this with Gemara, but the parish of the Riyazakin and Talmidav, including the Rash, is that what we're talking about here, in the case of Bahadur the Kasarifle, the Sanamina, the Havmina that I could have been Masik Tanarik Kurayim, is that based on the assumption that the Rabbi Yehuda, this is how he explains the connection with Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, that the Rabbi Yehuda, that Nibir Chametz El Sreifa, so the Chametz has Chametz has a dinam of Nisrafin, and therefore Ephron would, as opposed to, this is the assumption in Tosfos here, the statement of Tosfos, the assertion of Tosfos is that whether Ephron or Chametz, but there also depends if you hold like Yehuda or if you hold like Chametz, if you hold like Chametz, it has a dinam of Nikbarin, Ephron Asr. That's, again, I don't want to pursue that, but just what I'm just pointing out is that this is the backdrop to the Ma'amar from the Rav Fox's point here, that he's taking this line, Shelis Hanamina, in a Kamash Malan, that maybe we mutter to Binen from the viewer as it's happening, because if they're all, you know, Afer is mutter. So as it's becoming Afer, it should be mutter to be Nen and Menu. The Gemara's line is Kamash Malan. What is Kamash Malan? So the way that the Rishonim explain it, the way that those Tosos explain it, is that Tosos here actually doesn't mention, but if I recall correctly, the Rash does, is that no, until it's Afer, it's still going to be Aser. Okay, until it's Afer, it's going to be Aser. Yeah, I'm putting this together here. I'm just thinking about this. Yeah, so the Pashas, what the Rash Bats is saying, is
special dendrochondrates. Like all these, are especially in all these misstructed that the Mishnah listed.
What? No. So let me just work this out. So the Rashbat is saying he's adopting that, what the Riazakin does, that the Gemara is, when it says Layasik Watanir Bekarayim, it's saying it's Aser to be Nanem Misrefaso until it's Afer. The assumption is once it's Afer, and we'll see that Rishonim say this is what I'm hinting to about, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get to now. Once it's Afer, maybe that at that point actually is Mutter. It is Mutter at that point, that it's Afer. But so the Rashbat is assuming that's the case. So once it's Afer, it's Mudr because it's Me Afer and Eswafin. And so it's interesting about this. But what the Rashbat is doing is he's using this to I think, head off the problem with what his shot is. He's saying that in fact, Mudr Banoso, Akilo Bakilo Akrasmano, that the Hetila Akrasmano, it's still pretty weak. But yeah, it seems like what emerges is that the Heter. He's saying that if you were to be choriched ach nisal makhil skela, indeed that has a din of, and that's precisely why I'm looking to him. I'm just working out how his parish works in the Gemara himself. And what he's saying is once you are choriched to the extent that it's nisal makhil skela, it has a din afer on afer, which is mutter, right? In a shenami, has a din of afer which is mutter, even if you were to be doing this on Pesach after Zman Yisroel. What the Gemara means when it says Choroko, when it implies Choroko Kumzmano Mutter Lachazmano, but not if you're Choroko Laachazmano, that's only talking about the line which it later says, the thing which isn't Mutter is only the Hana from the Srefa. The only difference between Kumzmano Achazmano is Hana from Srefa. In other words, basically what he's reading it is, Gemara it says here, right? The Gemara says, he really reduces the significance of this line, and I think you can question how good of a reading this really is. But what he's saying is that when it says Charaka Kodensmano Mutter as opposed to Laachasmano, what he's referring to is now the fact that it's specifically Kodensmano, that's only relevant not for the result that it's Mutter Laachasmano. That's true even if you were Bechorifik Laachasmano. The reason it says that is for something which is a little unstated, as yet unstated. We're talking about mutter kumzmano because then it's just mutter entirely dehino even as it's becoming afer. The reason being because it's b'shas heter. Once you're doing the b'shas heter, then it's mutter to be nene from it as it's being nisbayer, right? Because there's no iser. You know that point is being made. It's, in the end, the real interpretive maneuver that he's having here is that the chiddush l'chora that the Mishnah is specifying, that the Gemara says the Mishnah came to tell you, was the afilu l'achafan.
Yeah, I would say that.
And for him, that actually is not something which is limited to charako kodemzmano. The charako kodemzmano and l'achazmano is mutter l'achazmano, but only achana, but that's once you get to it's being afer. The kodem, it sounds like basically what he's saying is the kodemzmano point that the Gemara mentions, charako kodemzmano, Kodesvano actually is just to therefore is being mutter even b'shas ha-sreifa, which is really not what it sounds like in the Gemara. But once you say that, then you have an answer to the question. Then,
yeah.
You know, what?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Right? You following me, see?
Yeah.
Right? What it sounds like, what he's saying is, actually, the Harako, if it's Ad Shnitzel HaKelev, which it is actually going to be Matir L'Achazmano, even if the Harako is occurring L'Achazmano. And the only...
I don't see that.
Look at
the words. It's just like...
This is what he says. Why that? He says it. The kind of like... He says...
No, I'm saying, why is that? What's the
logic? Because it's Afer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, meaning is that it's not that you're just... It's no longer coming, so you're no longer over anything.
Correct.
But...
And the major point that I'm coming to is, I think he's basically saying there's no question here because Ad Shnitzel HaKelev means there's no question in the Gemara and Tumah. Because Ad Shnitzel HaKelev
is
Afer.
Yeah.
Makes it Afer. It's the equivalent of Afer. It's not that it is Afer, but it once it's lagged, so then it's the equivalent of Afer. That's what I think it sounds like. Right? But Eino Elikimo Afer Ba'ama. Not because the Peruska, welcome. Eino Elikimo Afer Ba'ama. The Kamalan, the Kohen, the Strap, and Afer Mutter. Right? And that's why he says, I feel like Nisar Ba'afer Ma'an. So I don't know. What do you do with the Gemara? That I think is this Mam Yiro line that he had earlier, Shat Yiro, is this way, right?
Cool.
The difference between Kodzmano and Lachasmano in terms of when the Harako is occurring, the only difference that makes is what the Gemara is about to tell us is for the Hanah Toch Habir. This Hanah Toch Habir, as is being Mizbar, if you do it Lachasmano, so then that is, you have to wait until it becomes Zefer. Whereas if you do it Kodzmano, you don't have to wait until it becomes Zefer. But either way, once you reduce it to the state in which it's no longer Ruya Lachias Kelev, it's Mutter. Yeah, I'm just working this out now, but I think, you know, that's the
and
answer.
Before that point, you're over by your Rabbi Marks, I would assume, right?
Who? When?
Before your Chorech, if it's Lachias Mano, I assume you'd be over?
That gets to a question which we haven't really touched upon, although we did touch upon, I think. So, is right, but what if I have immediately in mind to move the buyer?
Oh, okay.
So that's, there are, it's something that comes up on tough tests in Tosos, we'll get to it, that you don't violate a law if you so long as you intend to be mivired. It's explained one way in Tosos, it's explained another way elsewhere. I think the simplest explanation of it is what we discussed about the soda of Baliar Balimatsay. And you know what violates it? Is it ownership or you know being engaged and invested in chametz in some other way? That maybe this isn't being invested in chametz. You know something I have in mind only to burn. So you don't violate it. That's not how Tosos explains it. But either way, that would depend on that question.
Okay.
But the point is that Tzadko, what emerges is the Rashbaz basically answers all the questions and leaves us with a very strained before reading of this Gemara, but at least he answers all of our questions, which is he's saying this din, you know, the din of Tumura of Nisrafin, Usur, Ad Shenasa Efer, what that line means is it's Usur Ad Shenasa Mekeleb. Once in Nisrafin Mekeleb, it becomes, you know, not the Gemara's Kalechim, it's like Efer Ba'ama, it's Ka'afer Ba'ama, it's Ka'afer Ba'afer, right? So yeah, Nechanami, that has the din of Afer and his mudur. And then what our Gemara here means when it says Usur, it's just talking about, and this was the difficulty with it, it's just talking about being Usur Toch Hazman, as you're being Mivar. But in any event, that would certainly undermine that question. It doesn't, however, I should point out, address Afer Hanikbar. How could Afer Hanikbar? And he doesn't respond. He doesn't, if it's not going to be Torah Zalachem and Afer Ba'alma, so why if it's Nikbarim, do we assume, how can Nikbarim have a din which is usher even afterwards? Who knows? Let's say, take Chachamim's view. Well, we'll see, actually. The Rashbaz thinks, Rashbaz is the one who actually argues that even Chachamim has a din of Afer, and Asrafim. That's not actually dependent on our view of the Chachamim. Looks real good. But either way, it doesn't address the question, forget Chachamim, it doesn't address the question of Afer and Nikbarim. Why is this not true if I reduce the Nikbarim to ashes? Still doesn't answer that. So it doesn't solve everything. But what it does is, at least you see, I think, why would you say such a thing? I think he's feeling pressure from the question that the Rabbi Yonah Zanavich just asked in the place. See, I would just, how can this din be that Achinasa Efer, Binisrafin, and even Efer, Binikbarim, is usher if we're talking about something which is not Lechem, it's not the things which are supposed to be Usur Ba'ana. Those things have been, you know, undermined. Those things have been negated. Their identity as those things has been negated once it's Nisam HaKel. So So that's what we'll take a break now. I do want to address that, and then just a couple of other issues. Okay, everybody good? Everybody clear? And then we'll see where we are. I mean, if everybody gets on, then, you know, in the middle of the day tomorrow, we can talk about it maybe. So make sure that we're good. Just what to, you know, to go over. Okay? All right. Well, I'm going to go. I have a question now.
I'm going home today, so I'm